Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings,
Thank you. applied the montage technique to words on the page. And this technique had already been used for painting the song. Yes, in fact, I had. Brian copied out phrases from newspapers and magazines, then took the scissors and cut these selections into pieces and rearranged the fragments at random. And these set-up experiments appeared in minutes to go in 1959. When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups and rearranged text seem to refer to future events. I cut up an article on written by John Paul Getty and got, "It's a bad thing to sue your own father." This was a rearrangement. It wasn't in the original text. And a year later, one of his sons did sue him. We had no explanation for this at the time, just a suggestion that perhaps we would cut into the present to continue the count. But we simply accepted it and continued the experiment. The next step was cut-ups on the tape recorder, and Brian was the first to take this obvious step. Now, the first tape recorder cut-ups were a simple extension of cut-ups on tape. You record them anyway. Here's one. You record, say, 10 minutes on the recording. Then you reel backwards or forwards, like that, without recording. Stop at random and cut in the frame. And of course, when you cut in that phrase, you've wiped out what they were there, and you have a new structure position. Now, how random is random? We know so much that we justly know that we know that perhaps the cut-in was not random. The operator on some level knew just where he was cutting in. As you know, on some level, exactly where you were and what you were doing 10 years ago. Knowledge consciously available. And the same way, while you're doing the tape, on some level, you know just exactly where your words are. So cut-up puts you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know. Now, of course, this procedure on the tape recorder produces new words by alter juxtaposition, just as new words are produced by cut-ups on paper. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder. Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape, that means work it back and forth across the tape head. Play several tracks at once, cut back and forth between two recorders. Now these experiments started not on tape. These experiments started not on tape recorders, but on paper. In 1959, Brian Gysin said that writing is 50 years behind painting and applied the montage technique to words on a page. And this technique had already been used in painting at that time for 50 years. It was, in fact, kind of old hat in painting. Brian copied out phrases from newspapers and magazines, then took his scissors and cut these selections into pieces and rearranged the fragments at random. And these cut-up experiments appeared in Minutes to Go in 1959. When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups and rearranged text seem to refer to future events. I cut up an article on written by John Paul Getty and got, "It's a bad thing to sue your own father." This was a rearrangement. It wasn't in the original text. And a year later, one of his sons did so. It's just purely extraneous information. It meant nothing to me. I had nothing to gain on either side. We had no explanation for this at the time. It just suggesting that perhaps when you cut into the present, the future leaks out. But we simply accepted it and continued the experiment. up an article on written by John Paul Getty, and it's a bad thing to see your own father. This was rearranged. It wasn't in the original text. And a year later, purely expanded information, it meant nothing to me, and nothing to gain on either side. We had no explanation for this at the time. It just suggesting it rather than you cut into the present. Touch with what you know and do not know that you know. Now, these experiments started not on tape recorders, but on paper. In 1959, Brian Gyson said that writing is 50 years behind painting and applied the montage technique to words on a page. And this technique had already been used in painting at that time for 50 years. It was, in fact, kind of old hat in painting. Brian copied out phrases from newspapers and magazines, then took a scissors and cut these selections into pieces and rearranged the fragments at random. And these cut-up experiments appeared in Minutes to Go in 1959. When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups and rearranged text seem to refer to future events. I cut up an article on written by John Paul Getty and got, "It's a bad thing to sue your own father." This was a rearrangement and wasn't in the original text. And a year later, one of his sons did sue him.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my things.